And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband?
And he'd say, referring to her, I have to ask.
The old lady?
Or?
My wife.
What other joking ways could they refer to each other?
But I have.
Huh?
But I have.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
grass widow.
Okay. Would she be a grass widow if he's dead?
Well, I would associate that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, she could be a divorcee, too. You could use it both ways, I would think so.
Grass widow would be just a woman without a husband,
mm-hmm.
even though he could be living.
Mm-hmm.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
he's my father, my
and
daddy, papa.
His wife is your...
mother, mama.
His, huh?
Mama, mother.
And together they're your...
parents.
And your father's father is your...
grandfather.
What'd you call him?
Grandfather, I guess. I never knew one.
What about his wife would be your...
grandma, grandmother.
And what did you call your parents? What?
Well, I call my mother Dolly and my daddy, Daddy.
Okay. Why'd you call your mother?
Dolly.
By first name?
Well, she was always known. Everyone called her Dolly all of her life, and that's all she was ever known as. My Dolly.
You never called her mom or anything?
Uh-huh.
You say, I was the youngest of five?
Children.
Anything else you'd say besides children?
Kids.
How does kids sound? It sounds okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a name that a child known by just in his family would be called a...
nickname?
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Cradle?
Or on wheels.
A buggy?
And you put
baby the, buggy.
You put the baby in the buggy and then you go out and...
push him? Ride him?
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter?
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And... if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year Bob, what, 5 inches?
Grew.
And you'd say he, you certainly have...
grown.
And you say you could almost see him...
grow.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a...
spanking.
What else could you tell him?
Whipping.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
Is they both with your hands or
yeah.
with the...
so you could use a little switch. Well, switching is something else too. Use switch. That spanking and a whipping is with your hand. I would associate it with.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say he...
he resembles?
What if he has...
fables?
Huh?
He fables?
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he...
it's just like his dad.
Would you ever say he favors?
Favors.
Mm-hmm. Favors could refer to looks or behavior.
Well, favors would that more or less refer to looks.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I would think so.
Anything that would refer more to behavior?
Well, he acts like his father.
And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she's...
raised them.
And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's...
pregnant.
Huh?
Pregnant.
Did people used to use that word when you were growing up? Did that sound okay?
When I was just... when I was growing up, it was the... it's been more or less accepted in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. What did people say when you were growing up?
She's going to have a baby. She's expecting.
Any joking ways of saying that, approved ways?
Well, she's knocked up.
What about she's big?
She's big.
How did that sound?
Didn't sound bad. Not as bad as knocked up.
That sounds about the worst?
That don't sound too good.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
midwife.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
excuse me. Well, time is getting close.
The child is going to a woman that's not married?
Oh, it's a bastard.
Okay. How does that sound?
Sounds very bad.
Any other names for bastard?
Well, let me see, we've probably fucked on this bastard month.